what you're saying. She's so fucking feminine and ladylike. She's such a fucking lady. Yes, I am.
Hey, ladies, and you are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast, hosted by Miss Brownstone. If you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. Tonight, we're about to get into some juicy topics. Hey, ladies. So today's episode is entitled Milk Him. Little Baby Gets Caught Cheating Again. But before we get into today's episode, I just want to say how much I freaking love y'all. And I haven't spoke to all of you, but the ones I have spoke to, like, genuinely love the shit out of you. Okay? Our conversations are fucking dope. All right? So, yeah, shout-outs to y'all. Kudos to y'all. And as of today, we reached 1,025 followers on this podcast. Okay? And I'm just going off of Spotify. That's not count all of the platforms that I'm on. And I just want to say, like, bitch, we did it, okay? We did it. On some Dora shit. So, yes, I'm proud of myself and I'm proud of y'all for sticking around this long and hitting that follow button. And if you need, you know, if you know any homegirls that need some of this love, okay, some of this advice, send this podcast to her ass. And before she hit the first episode, tell her I said hit follow, okay? So, anyways, let's get into today's episode. So, as you know, ladies, Lil Baby is dating, is her name Janae? I don't know the girl damn name, all right? I ain't gonna get the line. I just know she got a nice-ass body. I don't be knowing none of these damn girls' names. I'm sorry. So I'm just calling Jay, okay? Lil Baby has a girlfriend who is an Instagram model. That's what I'm gonna say. And he recently got caught rocking out with his cock out again. This shit crazy. And allegedly, he denies it, but allegedly, he was caught. Well, not want to say caught, but the girl he was sleeping with came forth and, you know, told what happened. He was sleeping with a girl named Miss London, and it says she does adult film, so you know what that means. Shorty's a porn star, okay? She ride me like a porn star. I got a song for everything. So, she's a porn star, and he allegedly, because he said he didn't do this, okay, he paid her $16,000 to sleep with him, and he flew Shorty out, okay? She got flowed out, all right? Flowed out, I don't know. It's hard to speak like that. But, yeah, she got flewed out on a little vacation, and they were smashing, all right? So all this is out there, and little baby denies it, okay? So, everybody is just commenting and saying this fucked up shit, like, well, she's not gonna leave, talking about Jay, she's not gonna leave, she knows he's cheating, it's not the first time that he cheated, she's gonna stay, and this and that, he's just gonna buy her another Birkin bag. These are people were saying. So, as always, I gotta come in here, give my opinion on it, okay, just give my opinion. This is what I think, okay? Now, y'all know I be talking about celebrities here and there, YouTubers and shit. And for each one, I have my own intake on it, okay? Like, when we talked about De'Aaron and Ken, I told y'all relationships are not perfect. I'm pretty sure. I didn't think the man was cheating. I didn't think the man was cheating just because of the fact, like, you know, he was rocking out with his cock out in Magic City. In Georgia, when they live in Georgia, outside, driving a white Tesla car. Come on. Nobody can be that messy. So, I'm like, I don't think he was cheating. And apparently, he said he was not cheating. He was, you know, at the club. He ended up meeting her. That was their first time they met, or whatever case may be. And, you know, he knew he fucked up by rubbing on her booty. That's what he said. All right. So, then we talked about Cardi B and Offset. And I told y'all, Cardi B should leave his ass, okay? And that's my opinion. She don't need him. She married to him. She leave him and she get some money anyway. So I said she should leave his ass. She chose to stay. Hey, okay, cool. You do things when you in love. That's my answer. But that was my intake on it. Then we talked about Pastor John Gary and his wife, and he's married to his wife, right? Okay, because that's his wife. And I said that she need to stay, collect her coin before she leave. Or if she happy, hey, stay there, rock out with your cock out, get paid. You know what I'm saying? Get paid, motherfucker, get paid. Well, get paid, little nigga, get paid. I know that song. Preach. So I have my own intake on a lot of relationships. So with that being said, let's get to the point. Little baby gets caught cheating again. Everybody's saying she's not going to leave. She'll get another breaking bag. My advice to Jay would be, it's going to sound fucked up, but I don't care. This is what I think. My advice to her would be marry that man. I'll marry him. Yep, I said it. Now, granted, she's a girlfriend. She could leave. She could do that if she wants to. She got her own money. She's an entrepreneur. She's a model. She's bringing her own shit, whatever case may be. But clearly, she loves him, and she has a baby with him. Now, when she gets older, and she ain't with this man, she invested all this time, and now she left with a baby, she ain't got much to show for it but some Birkins. And I'm just saying, the value of bags go down after a while. I mean, some of them, not all of them, but yeah. So, I'm just like, if it was me, I say marry him. I say milk that man. Milk him for every damn thing, every fucking penny, every penny, a pretty penny, every penny he got. Because at the end of the day, Lil Baby is an upcoming rapper and he is popping, okay? He is popping. He's making that coin, honey. And you are just a girlfriend. And he just keeps publicly embarrassing the shit out of you. And if you was to leave him, you're left with just a baby and some Birkin bags. So clearly you're going to stay anyway and get cheated on. Like, we have seen her do this. So why don't you get something in some writing where if he cheats on you again, you divorce his ass and you get half. That's just where I'm looking, where how I'm looking at shit. You know what I'm saying? Where you get some alimony and you won't be out here struggling for forever. Forever, ever, forever, ever. Okay? So, if I was her, that's what I would do. I would tell him straight up and down, listen, I know you're denying this, but constantly I have to deal with you getting accused of cheating and you denying it, baby mama drama, all types of crazy stuff. And I've been sticking by your side and I have a son with you and I love you. Like, I genuinely do love you. And I have proven that to you time and time again, okay? But something has to give with you publicly embarrassing me. Something has to give. Either I'm going to leave you or you're going to have to prove to me that you really love me and this is really what you want. And I'm pretty sure he don't want her to leave. So he's going to be like, I could prove it to you. What you need me to do? He rich. He out here fucking spending $16,000 on some pussy. So he probably just going to try to buy you a bag. Fuck all that. I think we need to get married. I want you to show me in front of God that I'm the woman you want to spend the rest of your life with. And I understand that you're a rapper and, you know, you make money from women having crushes on you and everything like that. You don't want to put it out there that you're married. You know, you want to keep it on the low, whatever. You don't have to wear your ring. But just for reassurance for me so that I could feel good, you know, I want to be a wife. I'm tired of being a baby mother and being a girlfriend and getting dogged out. And I would marry that man. Once she marries him, you know, they can go down to the, I would tell them we can go down to the courthouse and get married now. And, you know, in a year, we could plan our lavish wedding. And it doesn't have to be up there. You know, we don't have to put it up there unless you want to, whatever. I don't want a lot of people. This is just for me and you. This is just for us. I just want to show my love. And I want you to show in front of God that I'm the woman you want to be with. I would feed him some fucking bullshit. I'm telling y'all what I would say. And she probably could sell it better than I can because she fucking a man and she know him. So she'll know exactly how to say it. And I'm sorry, honey, but you can't compete with pillow talk. So she'll sell it just good. Mwah, brilliant. And we'll get married. If I was her, we'll get married. And the next time this nigga decides to cheat on me, if she still wants to stay because she keeps staying anyway, she could stay, whatever. When she finally get fed up, because trust me, you're going to reach a breaking point. You're going to get fed up. So when she finally get fed up, depending on what state they live in, too, when she finally get fed up, I would take the divorce papers that are, you know, how you send out for a divorce. I would take that shit down to TMZ, or I'll put it in somebody's hands. I know they're going to tell the world. And I had that shit plastered all over motherfucking TMZ, the shade room, all that shit. And people going to want to hear my side of the story. People going to be wondering, y'all been married all the time? We didn't know? Yup. Mm-hmm. So there you go. You got money right there because people going to want to hear from you. They're going to have to pay you to hear from you. That's how you're going to set it up. So you got money coming in right there because they're going to want to know what happened. They're going to want to know, you know, what you call it, how it's been hitting this long and this, this, and that. You might get a show with Oprah, Jay, if you do it right, okay? If you do this perfectly, you might get a show with Oprah. That's money coming in right there. Well, get on a show, radio, whatever, period. That's money coming in right there, okay? And you can't say it's clout because you're the wife now, so it ain't clout chasing, bitch. You hurt, bitch. Play the victim card. You're hurt, okay? So then you got money coming in right there. You already know that your stock going to go up because if you're getting talked about, you're getting paid, okay? Any publicity is good publicity. Look at 6ix9ine, all right? So you know your stock going to go up for that. Now, when you file for this divorce, take half of every fucking thing. And if you really want to be a bitch, put that ass on child support. I'm just saying, if you really want to be a bitch, put that ass on child support. Then, depending on what I said about the state, depending on the state that you live in, the bitch that he's cheating on you with, you can sue that bitch. Yes, it's against the law. Yep. Ask Fantasia, because she damn sure got sued, okay? Okay? Ask Alicia Keys, okay? It's against the law. She knew that. Listen. Okay? Let me tell you something. You ruined the happy home, honey. Home wrecking. Now, I don't know if you could really... I mean, I know you could sue her for fucking with your marriage, fucking with him and he's married, whatever. But depends on if she know. She might be able to fight it, but it's worth the chance, okay? Because then you got, like, that's a third little slide of money coming in right there. So, that's my advice, all right? Y'all gonna talk about me. I don't give a fuck. Y'all gonna say, oh, no, she didn't just say that, blah, 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 whatever. Like I said before in previous episodes, Azala make me holla, honey boo-boo child. She is going to stay in this relationship regardless and get dogged out. You might as well stay in a relationship and get dogged out and be a paid bitch that's getting dogged out. I'm just saying. You need security, honey, because a girlfriend, baby mama ain't security. It ain't security, okay? It ain't security. Y'all say it with me. Somebody tap your neighbor, say, neighbor, okay? Security. Tell your neighbor, I said, neighbor, security. That's what's important right now. This man making all these buku bucks and he just, what? Get the fuck out of here. Y'all, listen, be strategic. Be strategic. I don't know if I'm saying it right. Y'all know I'll be fucking up that word, but be strategic, okay? Azala, make me holla, honey, boo-boo child, okay? I'm just saying. That's like when I be telling people all the time, bitches be out here fucking Tom, Dick, and Harry, and they can't call on near Tom, Dick, or Harry when they hungry, can't call on near Tom, Dick, or Harry when their kids need some diapers, can't call on Tom, Dick, or Harry when their baby need help, or their baby ain't got no money to get their baby no shoes for school, or any of that stuff, can't call on these men, but you're giving them pussy. I'm not understanding it. Y'all need to understand y'all power. And your power is deeper than just what's between your legs. It's also what you have to offer just in general. We are the shit, okay? You look at any successful man, 9 times out of 10 is a successful woman right behind him. Or a woman that motivates him. A woman that supports him. A woman that nurtures him. He did not get there by himself. I know we would love to think that, but hunty, it did not happen that way. So, milk that man. If I was you, I'd be milking that ass. I'd be working that nigga like a side job. I'd milk him so damn much, you'll fuck around and think I'm a motherfucking farmer, bitch. I'd be milking the shit out of that ass. And if y'all disagree, that's y'all business. Hey, I'm just saying what Miss Brownstone think. I'm saying how I feel. I'm saying what I would do. Now, everything I say or do ain't for everybody. But if y'all getting sick and tired of being left with babies, fucked up credit, debt, okay, bills in your name, paying 50-50 and STDs and shit, and some STDs that won't go away, you might want to play your cards right. I'm just saying, you might want to play your cards right. That's just what I'm saying. Okay? So, as always, ladies. Oh, yeah, and one more thing before I get out of here, okay? Because I know some people going to hear this. They're going to say, I'm gold digging. Guess what, bitch? As I motherfucking should, okay? So just nip that in the bud right now. Because I would not be digging for pebbles. Just saying. Because I had somebody call me gold digger before. I don't give a fuck. You got to pay to play. It is what it is, okay? Don't you want to make sure I'm okay? Don't you want to make sure I'm good? Don't you want to be a protector and a provider for me? Okay, so, as always, ladies, keep it classy. And I look forward to hearing from you guys next time. She got one of your kids, got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is